And after that, we have, let's see, where's the agenda? Can we flip back to the agenda for a second? Oh, next, just one right there, yeah. Well, that's not it. Okay. So go scroll down. Okay, so yeah, so we're going to wrap up the discussion at 5:30, and then meet 6:30 will be the dinner again at Dogfish Head Ale House, which is just across the road outside the front gate. One question somebody had was, does everyone kind of know how they're going to be getting to there and back to wherever they be going? So does anyone need like rides? Ravi?
I can offer to 4 people ride up to that restaurant.
Okay. So I say, so that's, we'll try to finish up here at 5:30. And remember, you no matter what, you really should have left NIST by 6:30. You do not want to be trapped here. Okay, so we are going to be restarting the queue. 1. Oh, actually, first Ali, and then 2. Oh, very short queue. Okay, Corey, 3. Okay, so there we go.
Yes. All right. I actually just want to make comments about what Ravi and Leo were saying about people have been able to do things without ontologies for a while. You can build an airplane. One example, I think, that was from a few years ago was the Airbus. So the Airbus flies fine, but when people were building it, there were groups in, Germany, France, Italy, and England, and there was a $1 billion mistake because holes were defined differently in different CAD systems. I mean, isn't that a great... should that be put into the communique?
It's an expensive failure.
It's an expensive failure. It would have. It could have. I mean, it ended up being an inconsistency between the semantics of holes, right?
Mars mission.
Sorry?
In one of the Mars missions.
The Mars mission.
$150 million mistake.
Right.
Okay, but the issue there is not necessarily ontology, but it's being explicit about your semantics.
Right.
Same units, at least, we have to use.
And that's one of the other primary themes that came out of this summit. In addition to the use of models and ontological analysis in the development of those models, and, of course, using ontologies for those models or as the models, is the need for big systems and big data, you have to be explicit, as painful as it might be. It's very tedious to be explicit. But that was one of the common themes that came out.
I'm going to pass it over to Ravi because it's exactly what I was going to say, given examples in different areas.
I sent on the chat board to Todd the link of the page that Dr. Henson Graves and Matthew West have on our wiki. And in there are something like 40 references of ontology and semantic-related interoperability work. And so that is what I summarized on 3 paragraphs in that page. That might give you a little bit more meat if you think you have the bandwidth to use it tonight.
Are those specific examples?
Yes. Kindly just click and go to that page, and you can see the references right now.
What is the page?
On the chat board.
I can't access this.
That's our wiki page, track 1 and 2.
I would suggest to get them maybe in different areas, because we know that lots of examples in the medical field, but maybe move it around in
it's
production and different
medical
areas.
Grid, language transliteration, emergency management, and architecture, traditional architecture. That's where I found semantic inter. Yeah, that's a little.
Is
a little summary of those 30, 40 references below this comments.
I'm not able to follow.
Please go down. Just go down. Yeah, you start seeing.
So this list?
These are internal references on our wiki, and then further down are the external references, about 34 of them.
Well, Ravi, would it be Steve's not here. Would it be sufficient to put in a reference to this link?
Yes.
So, here are examples.
Yes, please. Okay. I think so. And but I still feel strongly, depending on the number of supporters, some kind of distinction in modeling. In what context are we talking of which models?
Well, when we go through the justifications, yes, or explanations, yes, of the recommendations and observations, see if that is addressed there or not.
I read that a little bit after this break, and I still feel that we are emphasizing too much IT modeling and IT tools, and not so much the domain-based modeling that manufacturers, bioinformatics people, etc., use. So there's models that relate to things we generate or processes we follow in businesses and research, but okay, there are, well, ontological models that can assist on top of that.
Of course. Well, when we get to particular points, when we're discussing here in these following paragraphs, please point out where you think such distinctions should be made to avoid any...
thank you, Todd.
The adjective again.
Thank you, Todd, and okay, thank you, Mike and Ali.
So we have Corey and Terry. Did you have a point? Your hand was up, Terry? Your hand was up earlier before the break. So we'll go Corey and then...
Okay. You can take me off. I've talked to Todd offline.
Okay.
My comment was on the next section where we were actually getting into the text. Do you want to hold off on that?
Yeah, let's just kind of clear. Are there any questions on this point now? Otherwise, we can move on.
Todd?
What Terry had suggested is that some of these recommendations could be collapsed, i.e. joined together, and that might avoid some of the confusion that seems to be coming up. Okay. So we'll take that into account.
I'd like to follow up a little bit on what Ravi was talking about, and this may be covered, so if so, that's great. But what I think we notice that maybe we could sort of articulate a little bit better is that all these different domains have their implicit ontologies. What we're finding now is that these very, what used to be separate domains, have to talk to each other, and that's where the problems come in, because as long as, in traditional engineering, I had an ontology, and maybe I couldn't know it, but the guys I talked to did. But now when I have to talk to biomedical guys, it's a different story.
No, even in the same domain, if I'm working with people from the UK,
I know, but I mean, I'm saying is that there are these implicit ontologies that have always been around, but the issue now is they have to be made explicit, or otherwise there will be tears, because we'll misunderstand each other, so to speak.
Tears of the people who paid for
something
that didn't
work. They must be made explicit because they must work together.
They must work together.
Yeah. That's the change.
That's the change. And that's the fact that I think that's what you were saying, which I totally agree with. And I think a lot of people have been saying that too, but the fact still is it's hard to be able to say it concisely enough or precisely enough, here or anywhere else to.
Well, the term is interoperate, right?
Well,
that becomes a sort of
buzzword, but I mean, it's a good buzzword. I use it all the time, right? But again, get this, if we can articulate better the fact that we have to make this stuff explicit to communicate, and this has changed, as just what you were saying. This is, it may have always been around, but it's a lot more, on the surface now than it used to be.
So that's the rationale for that remark I had earlier about increasing heterogeneity, right? So the more diverse that you get, the more
you can be very diverse. If they don't have to be connected, who cares?
No. But it's because they have to be connected, right? So this is like the argument for loose coupling. So you have many, many communities coming together. Those implicit semantics aren't sufficient anymore. You have to have more and more explicit semantics.
So I agree with that. That is for interoperability. I mean, if you use the word wall, I was just telling Jim, it could be either that or your Facebook wall. You have to say what it is. What is the meaning of the verbiage that you use in your modeling? And it has to be explicit how it's being used in across your environment, whether it's consistent. So for interoperability, it's a must. I think explicit semantics is a good verbiage, but that's what it means when I use it.
Explicit semantics is a tool for achieving that interoperability.
Yes.
It's not a goal in and of itself.
Aww.
Yes.
Sorry.
So, I mean, we said that in the introduction part. Yeah. Like, this entire paragraph is dedicated to exactly that. Like, different communities have their own bodies of knowledge, vocabularies. But I guess we didn't emphasize the implicit semantics here.
No, I don't think we also talked about the need to bridge the communities, do we? And that's the point Corey was trying to make.
When you say explicit, it means it's defined. I mean, you know, you actually describe what it means. Implicit is you assume what your verbiage means.
There's been a fundamental change in organizations, how we in our need to work together, to collaborate, which is requiring our systems to federate, integrate,
change or operate.
That's driving us. We're not having that problem.
What are you saying?
Sorry, Hans, can you use the mic?
And the problem is ecosystems, you may not share values. Okay?
Hans, could you use the mic? Otherwise, it doesn't get recorded.
Sit at the table, Hans. Make it easier.
If you use the word ecosystem, it gets across the notion that there's conflict as well as shared values in the environment and or competition. Okay. Community is more like a kumbaya situation where everybody's going to go and work together to achieve a common goal. But the point is that everybody has diverse goals and competing goals, and yet you still want them to interact in the environment. Okay.
Okay, so... some of these points might be addressed, as the editors observed in the remaining sections. So maybe we could move on to those remaining sections, and then when those are done, see if there's anything that is outstanding and was not covered.
And
we'll go back and revisit the summary.
There is time to address or bring up these issues again tomorrow.
But very limited. Very. I don't think
okay.
There's really.
We have to be brief then. Talk fast. Okay, well, let's move on to some of the justifications for those recommendations and or observations. So are there outstanding issues on this section? Leo again.
Actually, you can do away with this as long as you take, I think, Terry's advice. And at the beginning of the recommendation section there, just say that these are summary recommendations whose expansion follows, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was your first paragraph. The second one, I don't know if that's been addressed yet.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we would like to have, you know, more specific. I think it's a general comment. It doesn't really apply just here, but we wanted to have more systems engineering input. It seems like. It's a hard request to satisfy, but
what did you
so,
have in mind?
You know, I guess I would suspend that too.
Okay.
Leo.
Okay.
Just Leo, please do look at track 1 and 2 pages that have been added. And the areas where the systems engineering inputs from ontology and semantic operability rank in bioinformatics, medical clinical, grid-based, disaster emergency management, and natural language transliteration and community collaboration like the usual communities. So it's the result of these 40 references. I extracted, FYI. I don't know how it will. It's just a link to that page would be fine.
It's in the comments. I'll add it somewhere in the text as well.
I just wanted to.
Okay.
Corey?
This is Corey Castanave on the modeling section. So I was reading it over again. It seems very rich on what you put into the models, but not so much on what you get out of the models. So I had a paragraph. I'm not sure exactly where this goes. So I'd, I'll just read it and see if it makes sense. The precision of ontologies provides for deriving value from models by employing rules, inference, transformation, and analytics. Such automation, automated derived value is only possible where the semantics of the models is well understood and represented in computational forms. So, yeah, I can put that on chat.
Yeah. That sounds good, parts of it. Part of, you know, talking about the explicit automation that can be garnered from this use. So I don't claim we'll use it word for word, Corey, but I think it's a good idea to make explicit in there.
That's fine.
Ooh, you get attribution too.
Also keeping in mind that Todd and Ellie are editors of the document, not actually authors. They've been synthesizing everyone's input, so.
And they continue to do that.
And they continue to do that.
Okay. Now, Ravi, you have a homework assignment here. In particular, you had thought that we were being prejudiced towards processes. But we weren't prejudiced against them, were we? Right. Well, how do you think that ontologies specifically would help improve processes in contradistinction to
good point.
Software engineering?
Good point. Akin to physical objects, in processes, we talk of entities as activities, decisions, right, and process-to-system interaction. Because the processes, while doing it, need information from systems. So in a way, there is a connection to systems engineering or IT systems. But how the logic of those entities is described in semantics and ontologies is not clearly articulated anywhere in the document.
Well,
and that means we are removing service industry, all process industry, etc., from our emphasis.
No, we're not removing it.
I'm just saying are not being emphasized.
Well, no, I think the point is that this is a kind of a higher level of abstraction at this point. So, for example, UML has activity diagrams, it has class diagrams.
Yes.
Has activity diagrams, it has modeling diagrams. So it's kind of like at a higher level of abstraction without getting into particular ontologies or particular concepts.
UML is just beginning to address business processes now with 2.5, beginning to address real good BPMN kind of processes. And I mean those. And I also mean not only formal notation business processes, but like what you see on a factory floor. In the example that was given for the pump in the oil case, similar to those.
Yeah, but I think the point though of the editors is that getting into that level of detail, if you get into that level of detail about one concept, then why are you leaving out other concepts? And the point is just we're staying at the higher level of abstraction here to cover any domain, including process.
Exactly.
So, Doug.
I agree with both of you. You're correct, but there is an assumption, or at least a view of ontologies that is very, let's say, information focused.
Yes.
So providing something that said is inclusive of information, processes, services, and rules may be a good addition in some place.
It's just a sentence even would help. It doesn't appear anywhere.
Okay. I agree with Ravi that it needs to be emphasized that the ontologies model events and processes, because too often you end up finding that people only think as objects to be modeled are physical objects, and they create an ontologies and just have relations between one thing and another that represents the process, when that relation only signifies some small aspect of the process. That we should emphasize that the ontologies should model processes as first-level entities, first-level objects in themselves, processes, events, etc.
I think the distinction here, and I don't know if we can make it in the communique, is the issue of temporal aspects, representing temporal aspects in current ontology languages. We know that's difficult. So it really has nothing to do with processes per se, but really that temporal aspect, that's the challenge.
Well, a temporal aspect is like the how long can also be how long something exists. You know, when something is born. You know, just you know, right. Again, model. There's a very big difference between modeling it with a relation, attaching a time to something, and expressing something as an event, a process, something. As an entity in itself that can itself have properties.
Leo.
Yeah, I think it's actually already there. In other words, a lot of people make a distinction between enderence and perduerence, right? Perduerence, things that really have temporal, span temporal regions. And if if you take a 4D view like Matthew West does, everything really, even entities are, spatial temporal objects. On the other hand, you also have things like planning has been used in AI, and there's ontologies for planning, where you define task representation, but also logical and temporal connectives. In addition, there's OWL-S, for example, that you use for semantic web services, which is basically takes a reactive planning view and uses process models. So, again, that's ontology. We don't have that called out here, but, it's important, I guess.
I think we need to move on. Ravi, Doug, we'll try and address the issue. If you have a good solution, we're welcome to try and put it in. Let us know.
Peter.
I also support adding maybe one line just because there are people who doesn't understand what is an ontology and might think we just have nouns and not verbs. Or
there's a prevailing
we know endurance and perduerance, but not the audience you want to address.
If we have like current approaches to modeling and you give some examples, want to have a short paragraph where there are citate references to existing process ontology, say like PSL, time ontologies, duration ontologies, things like that.
Okay. Well, PSL, I think, would be sufficient. Certainly address Robbie.
Yeah, so we could, we could add a paragraph there, I suppose. Okay.
Do we have a link for PSL, Michael?
Yeah.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, are there any other outstanding issues on this? Ali, you had a comment here.
This was from the Word document that you provided. It's exactly, I think, what Michael just said. Well, no. It's more set here possible actual modeling efforts that systems engineers have used. I'm copying it from the Word doc. I don't know who.
Yeah.
You made the comment?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I probably... Yeah, we've been going back and forth between Google Docs and textual documents, and so some stuff got lost. I think I took out some of the attributions here. Actual modeling efforts?
Yeah, it may be a pointer back to, for example, that one Matthew West example might be sufficient here.
So we could point to that set of slides?
Yeah. Whenever that was.
On the same page.
Is it?
Yeah,
Yeah, it'd be under probably track one, two. This, I think, is the pump example or whatever.
It's the pump example? Okay.
The,
I think that was the first.
The pump example is also on the summary page, the synthesis page as well.
Oh, yeah.
With the diagram.
That, you'd probably go there first. Right,
right. That's probably a good link. Better than the slides.
Yeah.
Hans? Yeah, at the risk of buzzword engineering, one thing that is happening in the engineering community, system engineering community in particular, is the notion of model-based engineering and a very comprehensive view of models. So I think there's a receptivity emerging in that community for what the ontology community is trying to do here. And it may be worth explicitly mentioning that in the context of the discussion about explicit semantics in modeling languages.
We tried to get what did you have in mind, Hans?
Participate in here.
In terms of making explicit statement?
They never replied, so.
It, like that last sentence of that second paragraph. There's a lack of clear conceptualization or semantic. What I'm getting at is that the engineering community is starting to adopt the notion of model-based engineering that includes a broad spectrum of model types and things that are being modeled, not just models in solution space, but models in operational space, okay, and in process space and so forth. So there's a willingness, I think, or receptivity to opportunity to engage that community, and I don't think we explicitly say that here.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
Yep. Can
you provide
give you
those passwords?
Go down.
Model based.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right place to put it. We're saying there's efficiencies there,
but can you provide
what's
the
what's the text?
Passwords?
I'll
oh, this is right here. So here's a place.
Just which words needs to be?
Oh, you're saying I should draft text?
No, no, just the buzzwords. What are the words that need to be included? Model-based engineering.
Model-based engineering is the buzzword. Okay.
Right, so,
just to point out is that there is this INCOSI MBSE website. And as part of that, there's a section on ontology that I'm the, you know, point person for, which has, you know.
Well, we make reference to that in cozy effort at least at the end.
I know, but if you wanted another reference, you can reference the MBSE site, which has lots of stuff, or you can even reference the more specific ontology section of that site, which is hopefully. In somewhat in sync with this discussion.
So is MBSE
model-based
part of model-based engineering?
Yeah.
Model-based systems engineering.
Or synonymous with?
Well, depends who you talk to. Okay, are we done with this section? Going once, going twice, time's up. Okay, let's move on to the engineering practice section. Do we have any outstanding issues here?
Several.
No, Ravi, I think the answer is no here. I'm sorry, let's see. Yes, it does enable it, but no, that was not what we're getting at here.
No, but this, may I comment, Mike?
Yes.
I think the entire area of enterprise architecture frameworks and how ontology can improve a functioning enterprise by assisting, helping, translating data, information, and business use of that information, that chain. Because frameworks allow you models in each of those 60 or 30 Zachman cells, for example, or federal enterprise architecture framework cells, or lines of business, and how ontologies can assist improve enterprise architecture could be a point somewhere. If it finds a sentence in this, it would be relating to a lot of industry and federal space.
We have had this discussion. I think this whole group got started with that. SIM is the first cell that of a Zachman framework, and that's where ontologies fall in. That's where you know, define your ontologies, conceptual modeling. And that's part of your enterprise architecture. And, you know, it's that's how probably this whole group got started that way. I'm not, but it's the conceptual information modeling, which is part of one of the artifacts you have to develop for enterprise architecture if you follow any of the frameworks. We also discussed some of the further, you know, semantics or levels of it, maturity along with that.
Sorry, Ravi, your comment was about the engineering practice section as a whole. Are you expanding on this comment down here, or is that another one? I'm a bit confused.
I think he morphed it into the one about enterprise architecture.
I was referring to this comment, which indirectly refers to enterprise architecture transformation.
And is it about particularly this paragraph that you think we should add a sentence here, or the entire section?
It's just the general area, whether you will only limit it to engineering practice or to enterprise discussion. Enterprises can be financial, they can be manufacturing,
right,
supply chain, or any processes, like a refinery.
Well, you can engineer those. That is, when I was talking about model-based engineering, I wasn't restricting it to system engineering, okay?
Yes, exactly. So maybe it comes under, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because
I mean,
financial banks also come under enterprise architecture.
So
in fact, that the business model aspect is that you could leverage enterprise architecture investment for sourcing ontology development, okay, for funding it.
So,
similarly to product line engineering, same kind of thing, you know, higher level above the individual system or product level.
Ravi, a couple of points. One, the subject or domain of enterprise architecture I don't think appeared in any of the presentations. Aside from that, I don't disagree with anything you're saying there. But with regard to this summit, that particular domain wasn't brought up explicitly. And secondly, in trying to generate this communique, we were working towards an argument, a logical argument, you know, why you should do this. So blah, blah, here are the premises, you know, here's the inference, and here's your conclusion. Have a nice day.
The largest example of enterprise architecture practice today includes largest component of our federal government. Let's talk of U.S. alone. Information sharing environment uses a lot of semantic paradigm to interoperate among such big systems. So since our focus is on big systems and complex systems, how can ontology help us do better enterprise architecture and information sharing layer?
Understood.
Say one layer among the Zachman framework.
Right, no, but Todd's point is again that this would require actually new input. If this had been part of a presentation during one of the sessions,
that,
I'm trying to visualize a lot of extra work.
Yeah. Well, no, it requires some new content, effectively.
Just one sentence would help bridge that gap if you think there is a gap.
Yeah, but again, we have to fit that one sentence in so it makes logical sense. And that's the challenge. So if you have a solution, again, we're willing to listen. I mean, we could put in random sentences all over the place.
I agree. It has not been a thread. Okay. It has not been a thread during the last 3 months.
And that's kind of like the primary.
I mean, we could say ontological analysis should be applied to those architectural frameworks in the first place.
And so we agree that it need not be that way comprehensive. It should only cover the topics that we have been deliberating on for 3 months.
Preferably, yes.
Fine. That's fine. Then it can be left out.
Let me say this. If we can think of a nice way to fit that particular aspect in, we will try. But I wouldn't hold my breath on it.
Jeff.
Yeah.
This actually happened. I was in San Diego at an NCOSI meeting, and people were arguing over enterprise system engineer versus system engineer. So the new buzzword is enterprise would mean a bunch of systems, rather system would mean. So you're getting into semantics. So you could say either enterprise and or system engineering. That way you satisfy both of them. That'd be my guess.
Good suggestion.
But these guys almost got in a fight. I'm not kidding either.
Well, never mind.
I mean, the most appropriate place seems to be at the very beginning when we're sort of defining what a big system is.
Okay,
we could include enterprise architectures there.
Just enterprise or system.
Very good solution. Love it. Thank you, Ali.
The standards that we use is enterprise architecture and systems engineering.
Yeah, of course. We're not qualifying what system is. Why should we? Who's paying us?
So, Ali, you're looking for where to put it? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do it later.
Yeah, no, don't do it now.
I just need to make a note.
Okay, moving on then.
Sorry, just very quickly.
Can I put that in, Ali?
Yeah, I don't know where. But.
Oh. Yeah, we have this including extra things here, so we can put that in there. And we can actually put in process stuff, too, if you want.
Oh, just in case, if you actually got this from the homepage, then if you change this, update the other side as well, where it originally came from. Well,
actually, I just noticed that list that we enumerated the different types of big systems was cut.
Yes.
Right.
Reuse.
Anyhow.
Okay. So.
So I still don't know. I don't think that discussion had anything to do with this comment.
That one?
Yes.
Yes, because in fact, Ravi was trying to have this in the context of architecture.
Of enterprise architecture?
Okay. Is that correct, Ravi?
Correct.
So we've resolved that one.
This is a next level detail if you were to expand that further.
Okay. So now this is one that was the real killer.
Yeah.
Which section does this
point to?
Formulation.
Okay. So, Ravi, if you would, please.
I broke it into three sentences under
microphone,
anonymous.
Ravi? Can you microphone.
I'm sorry. Ravi Sharma. I broke it into three sentences in the anonymous section. I could not log in with my name. Yeah, that's me. So, ignore the top comment, and it's replaced by three separate sentences, if they still make sense. Or if we have gap. One is, we do not address how ontology enriches the definition of requirements. See, requirements are fulfilled in a system if the use cases have been met.
What are you saying, Ravi? You asked, how does ontology enrich requirements?
Or help, what's the synergy of ontology with requirements? Requirements is a discipline well understood by use case examples, and UML actor, etc., is one way of depicting it, right? One way of depicting it. There are many ways of use case depictions. But completeness of requirements is not addressed by ontology as far as I know, or is it better addressed? It's a question to the audience. Does ontology enrich the requirement space?
Of course. Well, first of all, use cases are a tool to elicit requirements.
Yes, but that is...
Requirements are represented in natural language, and in those natural language formulations, there are concepts and relations among those concepts. Ontologies give you a better way to represent them and be able to then employ automation capabilities. Well, if we want people to understand them, yeah. We have unnatural languages too, but that's from software.
So if that has been covered, you can ignore the requirements part of the sentence.
Well, it has not been expressed explicitly here. It's one of the entailments that you get.
Yeah.
Now, again, we didn't talk about that much at all. Leo?
Yeah, I thought that was brought up somewhat in Amanda and Mike's section, right, on the requirements for quality.
Well, they were talking about requirements for ontologies to help ensure the quality of the ontologies, but Ravi's now talking about the use of ontologies specifically or in general for requirements creation.
Oh, okay, so they didn't address that there.
No, not at all. But I think Michael has something to say.
Well, what we were talking about was that both of those use cases for an ontology exist, and many of us assume that ontologies are for this or for that. And actually, it's legitimate to use an ontology as a way of gathering business requirements as part of the quality assurance of some other system. It's also a legitimate use of an ontology to create a semantic tech application or to enable querying across data sources or whatever. So we were highlighting that those all exist as use cases and that we often try and answer it as though whatever we know of is the only way it should be used. So that was what we really wanted to bring out in our thing.
Well, to that point then, I do recall that there was some discussion, if not a lot of discussion, about the context of ontologies, i.e., are they used for describing a process? Are they used for describing a system? Are they used in the operation of the system? Now, I don't know that we brought that out in this communique. At least I can't think of where it might have been shown, i.e. the multiple contexts in system engineering where ontologies have benefit and can be used. Oops.
That would also be the place where you can describe the enterprise.
Amanda?
In additive or replacement text that Mike and I are working on finishing up right now, it is explicitly addressed.
Oh, yes. I love it. Thank you, man.
We'll try and get that up there as soon as we can.
Ollie owes you a beer.
And it's also, I think, in the original description of the ontology summit, we called out those different contexts.
We did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm looking it up. But
well, if you can find it, that'd be great. We'll just copy and paste. I mean, part of my problem in working on this stuff and integrating it, I don't know if Ollie had the same problem. I think ontologies should be used everywhere since they already exist everywhere. We just have to make it explicit. Okay. You're looking that up, Steve?
I'm looking it up.
Okay. And Amanda and Michael, Mike Bennett will give us this wonderful solution. Okay, then we can move on to the next section.
Is this resolved, or shall we leave
second,
it?
Oh, wait, the third there point? Were three sentences in anonymous part.
I recopied the anonymous part
yes,
here.
Yes, as ontology summit, right? And that is, second one is been discussed today quite a bit by several speakers and tracks, but it does not find a mention in communique. So as a result of today's deliberations, I thought somewhere a mention of ontological patterns used for validation of system models or whatever. You know, there are three kinds of patterns: reference patterns, design patterns, reference patterns, and implementation patterns. So what kinds of ontological patterns would help us improve model validation?
We did not call out different types of models.
No.
No, I'm just...
Patterns.
Say again?
Different types of patterns.
Right.
At least some sentence about patterns, ontological patterns, would help.
Specifically in their use in the creation of models.
To validate models.
Creation, validation, or like verifying standards, well, implementation?
I don't want to bring up the notion of validation anywhere than in the quality section.
Yes.
So you'll have to beat on Mike.
But patterns, ontological patterns can be used for multiple things. So it is not coming in the text anywhere explicitly.
It's going to be.
Except you might have put it.
Why
should you mention?
Mike and Amanda are going to solve all the problems. Thank you.
Why should you?
You are mentioning it, right?
Rob,
I have a question. I don't know who has got the mic now.
Quickly answer. So just to quickly answer that, rather than just waving from the corner, what we were saying was that for different aspects of ontologies, there weren't necessarily techniques that really crossed over all those different areas, apart from ontology design patterns, which, because they address meaning and structure and so on, look as though that's one. When you're looking for all the different techniques you might want for whatever your given application is, those are ones you would use across those different applications. I think we put that in the bit we're doing. I'll double check.
We trust you.
Yeah, I think if you go to the recommendation list, I think that's what your main concern is, right, the top thing. The one part, one about that.
Modeling?
Where you have modeling, what I guess Ravi is proposing is that when you say modeling should imply, most of the statements there are kind of a little bit generic. So his proposal is that you have the notion of some kind of a design pattern, ontological patterns, that are for implementation or process on patterns or whatever they are. And the idea is to kind of come up with a set of those patterns. He's telling that as a recommendation. So somewhere, let's say you have a repository. Pardon?
Under ontology development practices?
I don't know. You have to ask him, but that's what I'm trying to summarize patterns. Here what he's kind of, am I right on that?
Yeah.
In terms of, you talk about all these things, but the claim that he's making at this stage, it's not my claim, it's your claim, I'm trying to summarize it here, is that there are all these patterns which are very useful in software engineering, and maybe we have the similar patterns someone needs to develop for ontology so that when you have a huge system, like for example, you build the Boeing 777, and there what you do is that you have a lot of modeling that you do, but then if there are already patterns out there, you can just pick them up and insert them both at the product level, at the process level, and the implementation level, actually three levels, but that's what.
But if we had ontological patterns,
yeah. Yeah, you can do validation also on that. That's exactly what I get. And that's what he thinks is missing in here. So.
I have a suggestion that I agree with what Ram says, to include that there in the modeling section, that specify or mention ontological patterns. At the beginning, or you know, just like the way you say, should employ ontological analysis and ontological patterns, or you know.
But then that also begs the question: should we put something about the use of the patterns here under practice?
It belongs to more in modeling. When you're modeling, you have to specify whether it's a process that you're modeling or product itself. And that is what he's implying. When you're modeling, you have to say, what is it that you're modeling, whether the process or the product.
What if the product is a process?
The pattern, ontological pattern that, you know. I think it's all a package. I mean, I wouldn't specify it separately. I would say it's implied, but Ravi and Sriram thinks it's, they are ontological patterns. You can come up with multiple patterns.
I'm not thinking, I'm just summarizing Ravi's thing, but I think what he has there looks like it's disaster issues.
It's like in UML or in databases, IDEF, when you model, you do the objects and you do the flow, you know, but they all are part of your whole modeling package where you've specify different things.
Supposedly.
So, to me, it's representation, abstract representation of different aspects of your environment, whether it's an object or your process or your data flow, you know.
To me, one of the challenges of expressing this idea, a couple of problems, but one is you're talking about the entire engineering life cycle, so analysis and design, the patterns might be used for design, are part of the life cycle, but requirements are part of the analysis part. The other problem is that if you think of something even much simpler than the Boeing 707, a huge number of patterns would be involved, and then there's the relationship of those patterns to each other. So while it's a help, you know, there are problems with it.
Yeah. But you know, one step at a time. We never thought of federated systems 20, 30 years ago. So I agree with you, complexity will increase. And some of it we don't know how to do.
Yeah. Oh.
I guess some of the point is that sometimes when you introduce these ideas in a nugget, there's thinking behind it, and some of the problems may arise if you don't express it properly. Since you haven't discussed it in a section, it may arise to the reader and sort of put them off. It's a simple idea, but there are things behind it that you haven't discussed.
Probably that's part of engineering. If you're talking and at the level of, you know, details of the models, like your objects, your process, then it is part of the modeling. If you're talking about your life cycle, the engineering life cycle, then it goes under engineering. If, you know, it depends what exactly you're modeling.
Yes, but from what I heard from Ravi, it applies at multiple places, or it's applicable at multiple places.
Yes, Todd. I agree.
Okay, then on to the last point here, and this one about the process issue.
I thought we agreed to include a sentence up front about processes so that that can then go away.
Okay. Yeah, I drafted a sentence, so if I don't know, I can email it to you guys or you can edit access, I'll paste it in.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're done with this section?
I think Mike added new comments.
This is your suggestion, Mike?
It's been covered.
Oh, but this is your suggestion to resolve some of the problems?
I'm just saying that those three bullet points.
Yeah. Microphone, please.
I'm just saying that those three bullet points might be presuming one particular type of application of the ontology, but since I wrote that, we discussed putting those different kind of use cases in our section, so maybe that will put that in context. I don't know if you want to revisit that point three in that context or not. Just a thought, really. So.
Thank you. Ready to move on? We're on to this section. Is which one?
It's still the same section. Last comment from. So Ravi wanted explicit mention of tool types that are being used.
Socket, wrench, hammer.
I mean, too much theory also gets one put off. So here and there, some examples. I don't know how you give triples tools examples, and the fact that they definitely show relationship in a different way than a RDBMS would show, for example. Some things like that can help us. I don't know whether they go as a link on this, and then refer to subsequent pages that have been discussed elsewhere in our own wiki is full and rich of these concepts, because those tool makers and notation people have come and spoken to us over the last 5 years. So your call, but I thought I mentioned that.
So, but that seems more relevant for the ontology tools and infrastructure. I mean, is that a recommendation, or is that, sorry, Leo?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't actually give examples like that, because, yes, they are different from relational stores and other modeling practices, but, you know, when do you stop enumerating these tools,
right?
So you could pull in logic programming and psych and description logics and triple stores and classifier, reasoning. But I'm not sure if it gives you any value here.
I mean, I would imagine if someone is looking for a set of tools, it would be helpful if we could maybe point to, as Ravi said, maybe a page within the wiki that has listed them. I don't know if such a page exists, but.
Yeah, in the past, there's been, tools that have been developed, tool lists and so forth. I think we have, for at least some anti-web technologies, we have a number of those. Cambridge Semantics has one. I've used one myself. But what you'd like to do, that's kind of, again, parochial. You want something that's even more extensive that would include logic programming,
right.
First order logic, psych, et cetera. And I don't think anything except perhaps some Wikipedia page would pull all that together.
Is there such a Wikipedia page?
I think it would be, like Leo said, it would be hard to come up with an exhaustive set.
Also, there is no need to bias in any particular technology or tool's favor. So I defer to what Leo said, and we would follow, because Leo has a lot more experience in this, how to depict balanced view. So I would defer to that.
All right. Then that's resolved, and we'll move on to the next section, ontology tools. Oops. Should that be ontology tools?
It should be.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Is it right up here? Yeah. Oh, this is, yeah, okay.
That is where I meant that comment to be, but maybe it's.
Oh, that's fine. Other comment about tools?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll still go along with Leo's guidance.
Yes.
All right, there were no other comments here, so just move on.
Well, actually, that right there, we had the cursor. Foundational ontologies, these include processes, events, descriptions, plans.
Sorry.
That might be even a better place to put the other citation for people who wanted to have the process ontologies there.
Oh, you put that in, Michael?
I did not put that in, no.
It was there already.
It was there already. Yeah, so we could add that. The snippet I wrote, we could add it right there too then, because I put some citations, web references, URLs to process events, time, plans, and things like that. So
yes, it's there now.
Okay. Amanda?
Just wanted to let you know that Mike and I have inserted our suggested replacement ontology quality section. It's
above.
Yeah, it's above.
It's
right above with the ontology and quality section, the existing one, and it's bracketed by beginning and end of, there we go, suggested replacement summit.
This is it? Okay.
Yep.
It's short and sweet?
Not that short.
What did you do?
It's extra sweet to make up for the lack of shortness.
I don't think it makes sense to read it as a group right now and try to comment on it.
The authors are short. Does that help?
I'm sure it'll work fine. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Mike. I think we're better off with what they give us than trying to hack it together this evening.
Okay.
So we're down to the tools and infrastructure, or
we did pass just finished that.
There are no outstanding comments or issues with this one. And Amanda and Mike?
With the recommendations explanation for ontology qualities.
Does what we read here make sense in terms of the recommendation above? What does that one line above say?
Page. Quality requirements and metrics need to be developed and integrated into engineering practices.
This should be called ontology quality practices, right? I mean, it should at least match the... We either need to change the heading below or...
Is what's written consistent, though? It should be. That's now the question.
All right, well, I'm just going to copy this down so we have it and look at it.
Yeah, it should be ontology quality practices.
Perhaps that one-liner should say quality requirements and metrics for ontologies need to be...
Ontology in front to start.
You know, so at the bullet above, put for ontologies.
Okay.
How come none of the spelling checkers like the plural of ontology?
Or ontologists.
They treat it as a mass noun.
You can't change that.
Which one?
Mine. Ontology is
so
a
if
science.
So if there are no further issues with this section, Mike, you're happy? One, two, okay. Moving on then to the conclusion. Now you'll note there were several comments, not necessarily all positive, about the last line in this conclusion. It's now been modified to be somewhat more positive. Though, of course, I believe it could probably still be enhanced.
Yeah, grammar on the last sentence.
Yeah. Have much, not has. Have, not has.
Second last.
First sentence. First sentence.
First sentence.
Sorry. I can't follow what you guys. Okay. So.
From the use of.
Say again?
From the use of ontology.
A particular one. Yeah. Mm. And throughout the document, I'm pretty sure we've referred to that as both ontology and ontological practices, where ontology, is, as we just said, is the field.
Well, so in that case, it should...
The title for the summit is Ontology for Big Systems. Yeah. And that's the comment, the field.
So in this case, it might be better to be put ontologies.
No, because...
Well, because then we have the field, and then we have one of the...
Right. No, I'm just going to explain to Ram that in the title, it's the field, right? So that's not ontologies for big systems.
We weren't sufficiently explicit. We're trying to be fuzzy. Purposely. Now, there's a... Ravi, you have a comment here.
Yeah. I would request, really, these factors that I mentioned here. I would defer to Amanda and Corey. Are these adequately captured here in the rest of the document? Because when I wrote this, it was the deadline, and I thought somewhere these concepts should occur in the document. But you two are the authors of the ideas originally in the field.
Well, it's not just the architecture ecosystem, it's the whole engineering ecosystem that we've tried to make, or
well,
I think we've tried to make reference
well,
to.
Architecture and engineering, which one is below which one? And which one is above which one? It's a matter of discipline that we come from.
Let's not be prejudiced here.
I was going to say, related that the way it's the first few words there, engineering and in particular systems engineering. I mean, I like the emphasis on engineering that we have through the document, but for the lead-in sentence for the conclusion, it seems a bit overly engineering
centric.
Okay, and the replacement is?
Well, our subject area is large systems.
Just say big systems.
Architecture is conceptual, but engineering is includes implementation, so there is a there's difference in the concepts or the verbiage. It's not, you know.
Well, you could one say model-based engineering is implementation.
Engineering includes implementation.
Well, what about just big systems? Yeah. It okay. sort of sidesteps.
You could say the engineering of big systems, if you like, to pull in a little bit. It's not.
But if you want to modify it, say the architecture and engineering of big systems, because architecture focuses on the broader design, and engineering focuses on the narrower design.
And hence, there's no difference. Who cares? It's an issue of scope.
I mean, if you want to modify, you want to use both terms.
But
would imply exclusion of operations, and operations can benefit as well. So it's not.
It's not. Especially since it's our title.
How about if you're going to put full life cycle, you should put it later in the sentence. Big systems can garner benefits in many ways throughout the full life cycle or something like that.
Okay, that's fine. You're up next, Jeff. Hold on a second.
Okay.
But why would you talk about implementation and ontologies?
Yeah, at the very end, yeah.
Why not? You can use them to actually run the bloody thing.
Ontologies define in its conceptual design as
yeah.
Not just the design.
Right. I mean, they can be used throughout the whole life cycle.
You can use the ontology.
Let's not be prejudiced here.
If my operator's manual.
Terry, hold on. Terry.
This yes. I don't want to stop the consecration, but. This is my bailiwick is human system integration, which is actually the stepchild to system engineering, which occurred because system engineers, they were making planes by not taking into account the human input. So we have human factors engineering with any human system integration. So I wonder if you could add human system integration in addition to system engineering, because it has to deal with the human and the feedback on that.
That would probably be
that's
earlier.
The point that
no, but I think that's it's in the last sentence, both technical and social, create the infrastructure, both technical and social.
Ah,
right.
Okay.
Because it's also human to human.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point Nicola was trying to force on us.
Yeah.
It's okay. Recognize.
Yeah. I mean, could we
yes.
explicitly?
Gary?
Yes, I like the idea of including engineering / life cycles to the big systems here. I would just suggest that we also put it into the focus and scope at the very beginning where we first talk about big systems to make it clear we're talking about the life cycle as a frame for the entire document.
The fact that this is applicable throughout the life cycle.
I don't think it's in the focus and scope, which is brief,
you're right.
Where we talk.
Throughout the life cycle of engineering. From the crypt to your
And I mean, so you could, a big system has a life cycle. Systems engineering is a practice. It's not.
Well, required to engineer big systems. Well, actually, we'd have to say required to engineer and operate big systems throughout their life cycle.
I would say required throughout their life cycle to engineer a big system.
Oh, love it. Thank you, Terry. Sound good, everybody? I think that gets that point across much better.
There is unclear at this point.
To architect and engineer.
Okay. I don't think we should segregate architecture from the rest of engineering. Bad idea.
So,
it doesn't fit here.
That's correct. You got the important points, though. You realize we have to fix this tonight, so.
I have a comment to make, if permitted, on the second paragraph. If you can kindly include a link to the systems engineering track 1 and 2, where they discuss the OMG model in addition to this, not instead of this. Because there's a huge section of discussion between Matthew West and Hanson Graves on OMG model, M0, M1, M2, M3, comprehensively on that page. So if we could link, then we are consistent with what we have discussed in the tracks.
So is that in the chat? During
no, it's in the sort of dialogue that they had on the
committee.
Yeah,
there, right
page.
There. On thank
the
you.
Box? Chat session?
It's here. I think it's right here.
But is the conclusion of the communicate kind of appropriate for dropping a reference like that?
Sir, one of the authors is here.
It's a little bit informal.
Yeah. What they are saying is that OMG models work in this kind of paradigm.
No, but the question is whether this is something that really belongs in a conclusion.
We can read the last sentence right there. Oops. How
I mean,
it ended.
There's another mention of the OMG could fit. We could drop that reference there.
That would be more appropriate.
So I don't think having this link down the conclusion is appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting removing any part of what exists there. What exists there is fine.
Although,
but to add
it's in a completely different context. It wouldn't really.
It's about the MOF model and the levels. And
right.
Similarly, I feel there should be somewhere a mention of RDF models, but again, subject to Leo. Leo verifying that we are not getting into specifics too much.
No, I think we'll follow Leo's guidance on that one also.
But this is now on the meta model level. It's not on tools level. So kindly permit some real.
I will strongly advise against getting anywhere near meta model, and anything like that.
But
in this document.
Without
I think to open this discussion, we should use the Fabian rule. Are there three people that think this should be opened right now?
But you are already mentioning OMG, right?
No, in a summary way. This is not introducing new material. It's just summarizing.
You cannot go to SysML without some notion of MOF.
Sure, we can. You did it.
How?
It's a derivative of UML.
Well, yeah, and UML is part of MOF. Right.
It falls under that. I don't think it's germane to this at all.
A user of SysML.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to know about MOF, but the underpinnings of SysML are derived from MOF and UML. MOF, UML, SysML.
But the meta object facility, right?
Yes, yes. Every language of OMG is in MOF model. But not BPMN.
No.
Just.
No, I
mean, well, regardless, it doesn't belong in the conclusion.
Yeah.
Sure, I understand. But okay. I just was saying a link to our own page would be helpful.
I mean, if you think there is a place in the communique, please go in and add a comment where you think the reference should be, and then we can incorporate it there.
No more comments. We got to get this done tonight.
Okay.
And it's exactly the three people to add new comments.
Yes, yes.
The document.
Thanks, Fabian.
Just a suggestion, no insistence.
Okay.
I have one last comment on that second paragraph. It needs to have its grammar checked.
It's what, Terry?
Which paragraph?
There's some grammar issues. If you just read it, you can see that it doesn't scan very well.
Could you fix it for us, Terry?
Okay.
End derivatives should be its derivatives. Do they provide a step? The point is just read it through and fix it.
Well, that's true through the whole document. There needs to be a grammar check. But I assume we weren't messing with such things.
Figured you'd go clean it up. That's great.
Okay, where you, on the first line in the conclusion, is I think we said full life cycles. I think that reads clearer.
Again, if you find any nits like that, let us know right away. I'm certainly not going to find them this time of the day.
If the word...
I'm a very bad proofreader, Fabian.
Yeah, no.
And
we
certainly...
We need someone with less disbias and prejudice to what they're reading to find those errors.
And at times we've even allowed, you know, after the summit, if there's purely typographical copy edit kind of changes,
bless you,
we can do that kind of stuff.
Well, with that, we have...
Is there anything after the end?
There is nothing after the end.
If there are no further issues, then we're closed, and Ali and I have to get back and fix the things that I have been listed need fixing.
Oh, so we're actually finished early.
We'll ask for that tomorrow. When you go to sign, you have to sign a $20 bill.
So just in conclusion then, remember we have the dinner at Dogfish Head at 6:30 or 6? Yeah. Is it 6 or 6:30? I thought I had... It's 6:30 on the... Yeah. Well, we were thinking we wouldn't be finished till 5:30, so...
They're open now if you want.
Yeah, that's true. And then just remember tomorrow morning, we will formally begin at 9 o'clock. Just a kind of general introduction for tomorrow. The main highlights of the day will be, or the morning, will be the panel, followed by a demo session. And then that will go up until lunchtime. And then after lunch, we'll have the endorsement of the communique. So that's just a highlight for tomorrow then. I guess yeah, there'll be breakfast and whatnot here at 8:30. Any questions, logistics or otherwise? Okay, well, I guess we're done for the day.
So this is the standards project for ontology interoperability, and the Madrid meeting in June is where the CD ballot
probably security
will be presented.
Thank you very much, Hansen.
Thank you for your support.
So great, yeah.
On all
wonderful, of us. Yeah. So we had a good conversation with George, right?
Yeah.
He's so supportive.
Yeah, I agree. But
his job is generally known as the top job in properties development.
Define the necessary properties.
Head of the office that coordinates all agencies that invest into information technology and reports to the White House.
So, and he is supportive of your efforts?
And he's actually, their office is actually part of the co-organizers. If you click on all the names, they're one of the co-organizers since last year.
Yeah.
And they're both don't
enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Used to be there. Yeah. Used to be there.
So I'm not sure what's the
great size.
No, I would say it's
semantic. Because
it's
the CIO.
Yeah. Talk about natural language. And you live in
California?
No. I lived in Palo Alto for many years.
Sorry.
But really, you have two different ways of referring.
Yes,
that's why you said semantics. I
live in San Mateo, so yes. If you live in San Palo Alto, then you know where San Mateo is. Are you joining us?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. But I still have to to coordinate.
Yeah,
we have these people from the
languages. Is kind of affecting the semantics, right? Because the distinction